Hello again. This is Dr. Schwartzbein with another Menopause Minutes. Today's topic is why taking hormones topically is bad for you. I'm talking about why you shouldn't take supplemental sex hormones, specifically estradiol and progesterone, in the form of a cream or a gel that you rub on your skin. As I have explained before, to be both effective and safe, simply taking bioidentical hormones is not enough. You have to take them in a bioequivalent manner. And just to remind you, bioequivalent manner means the way that mimics, as closely as possible, the way in which the body naturally produced the missing hormones. In the case of menopause, we're talking about the way in which you produced estradiol and progesterone when you were still menstruating. And just as in the case of taking hormones orally, using topical creams and gels is not bioequivalent. Here's why. With creams and gels, you get what is called a bolus effect. A bolus is a large quantity of an externally delivered chemical that is taken in by the body over a short period of time and which immediately creates a spike in that chemical's level. In this case, the chemicals I'm talking about are the bioidentical hormones. So you get excessive levels of the hormones that you have applied to your skin. Now, the reason behind using topical creams and gels is to avoid the liver, the first pass effect that I talked about the last time. And that's a great thing. But the problem with topical creams and gels is that they are not a time-release delivery method. They don't deliver the hormones evenly over an extended period of time. When you apply the cream or gel, your body immediately takes in that large amount of the hormones we were talking about. And this is the bolus effect. It's not how your body used to produce your sex hormones prior to menopause, and therefore it's harmful. Prior to menopause, the estradiol and progesterone your body produced were secreted directly into your bloodstream in very small quantities. The problem with creams and gels is that they deliver a very large amount of hormones all at once. I'm talking about the difference between milligrams and picograms. A milligram is 1 billion picograms. So it's not even like the difference between a teaspoon and a gallon. It's more like the difference between a teaspoon and a couple of Olympic-sized swimming pools. Taking such excessive amounts of estradiol and progesterone over time is harmful. First of all, the bolus effect disrupts the balance and function of your other hormone systems. Remember, all hormones interact with each other. So when you suddenly introduce a high level of any hormone into the body, all of the other hormone systems respond. They either increase or decrease their activity, hormone receptors are affected, and a number of other things happen. It's all pretty technical, and you don't have to understand the details and the subtleties. But you do need to understand that a bolus of hormones is like doing a cannonball into a placid swimming pool. It disrupts everything. The second problem with the bolus effect is its impact on the liver. When you rub on the cream or gel and the hormones are absorbed, all of a sudden your liver has to metabolize, which is to say process, a higher volume of hormones than it would otherwise normally have to. And this is the same problem that occurs with taking hormones orally, which I just covered in the last session of Menopause Minutes, so I won't repeat it now. Before I finish, let me clarify something. As you may know, my preferred method for giving supplemental estradiol is using a transdermal patch, a patch that you wear on your skin. This is not the same as using a cream or a gel. The transdermal patches are specifically engineered to release the hormone steadily over time. In fact, generally over a period of several days. So patches are okay, and creams and gels are not. Now to summarize. In order to restore metabolic balance, you must restore hormone system balance. To do that, you have to use bioidentical hormones in a bioequivalent manner. Taking hormones topically, rubbing them on your skin, is not bioequivalent. It disrupts the function of all of your other hormone systems, and it disrupts the function of your liver and unnecessarily taxes it. Okay, we're out of time. Next time, I'm going to talk about taking supplemental testosterone. So many women are being advised to take testosterone along with estradiol and progesterone, and I want you to know this is rarely good advice. I'll explain why next time. Until then, be good to yourself.